Sometimes I wonder if Lent is the Christian equivalent of New Year's resolutions. I mean, think about it for a minute. We talk about giving things up, like chocolate or coffee, or some people give up bread, as a way of having a Lenten fast. But is it sometimes just an excuse to stick to that weight loss plan? Or our Lenten spring cleaning, where we take things out of our house and donate them to secondhand shops? Is it more about making the house look good for visitors, or decluttering our spiritual lives to clear a path for a better relationship with God? A number of years ago, Bishop Stephen Cottrell wrote on Twitter, "Lent is supposed to be a time when we renew our spiritual life, think again about what it means to be a follower of Christ, reset the compass of our discipleship, and prepare ourselves to celebrate the Easter festival." But often we just give up biscuits. Motives matter. Our readings this morning clearly outline this with some pretty graphic imagery. Joel reminds the people of Israel to rend their hearts and not their garments, suggesting that it's the internal state that matters more than the outfit we do it in or the way we show it off to the world. Matthew's gospel echoes this, encouraging the left hand to keep its actions secret from the right hand, not because there's something to hide or to be ashamed of, but because if we're concentrated on everyone around us seeing how great we are for the things that we're doing, we miss the true point of doing them for our own spiritual practice and for God. Paul, in 2 Corinthians, reminds us of the importance of the state of our spiritual selves in our relationship with God. "If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So we entreat you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." You might be thinking, I don't know that I was ever not reconciled to God. And in part, Paul says that's true. God, through Jesus, did all of the hard work of reconciling God to humanity in all of our mess. But Paul still urges us to be reconciled to God so that we might become God's righteousness, which you might be thinking is an even more monumentous task. Where do we even begin? Well, that's the good news. Today, Ash Wednesday, is the first day of these great 40 days of the season of Lent. And it's where we can decide the starting point of our journey. Will it be a starting point of coasting through Lent and doing the same old, same old? Will it be a starting point of putting on piety so that others can obviously see how well we're participating? A starting point of doing things for appearances' sake only? Or will it be a starting point of gathering to acknowledge our humanity and committing to reconciliation with God, with those around us who we love and those who we've hurt, and with ourselves? The reading from Joel reminds us of the importance of journeying together. God called for the trumpet to be sounded for everyone, the aged, the children, the infants, the newly married, everyone to gather together and be set apart for the work of God. We are in this Lenten journey together. We may have slightly different paths at times, with different kinds of reconciliations needed, but we're all in it together. The cross of ash on our foreheads reminds us of who we are, where we have come from, and where we're going. But also remember that the cross on your forehead at baptism, where you were signed with that cross and marked as Christ's own forever. And remember the cross that these 40 days of Lent is leading us towards. Yes, we know where we've come from. And in one sense, we know where we're going on this Lenten journey. We know about Good Friday. We know what happened. And we know what will happen on Easter morning. But in another sense, we don't know where we're going. Because we don't know exactly what shape or what path this Lenten journey will take. We don't know where God is going to ask us to shine a light in our lives. We don't know what may change, what may shift, what may emerge or not on the other side of Lent. All we really know is where we're standing right now and who we're journeying with. Where we are right now, today, on Ash Wednesday, when we're reminded of our humanity and of the solemnity of the Lenten journey that we're about to embark on. In receiving the cross of ash, we commit to traveling this Lenten journey of reconciliation in whatever shape God makes it for us and for our community of faith, knowing that we are walking together with God these 40 days. Amen.